Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob here. And what you're about to listen to is our Halloween podcast special where I talk with Kurt Clark and I take Kurt's quiz and try to see how much I know about my Survivor friends and their Halloween plans. We've got our big Survivor podcast with Vetus and Michael Snow coming up later on Friday morning. So be on the lookout for that and enjoy the Happy Halloween special. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Happy Halloween, happy Halloween even. Here we go for our happy Halloween special here. And here is the Dark Overlord of Evil. Let's welcome in for his Halloween quiz. Here is Mr. Kurt Clark.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Good. Yeah, Kurt. We're not talking Utopia? Trick or treat, Kurt. Utopia.
Okay.
We're making a brand new start. All right. Kurt, of course, is my co-host for many shows. Kurt has podcasted with me about shows like Whodunit, Opposite Worlds, Utopia. What am I missing?
I think we talked about Glass House once.
The Glass House? Sure. Yeah. Of course, Kurt also is one of our hosts on reality TV Rehap Ups. You know him also as the Tabulator. He's also working on post-show recaps covering the show Once Upon a Time with Mike Bloom.
Yeah, it's been a busy several past months. In fact, I think we're into the sixth consecutive month of international Big Brother coverage.
Oh my God, Kurt, did you see Big Brother China is happening?
Oh, no, I'm ready for that one.
Yeah. All right. So Kurt is here. And Kurt, you want to tell everybody what you have prepared for us today, what we're going to be talking about?
Sure. It kind of kicked off last year. I believe last year was the inaugural Halloween quiz. And I believe I came to the table with like about 10 different survivors. And you had to guess for those 10 what their costume was, obviously in a multiple choice format. And pretty much very similar this year, a couple slight twists, but I actually have 10 questions or 12 questions for you.
Oh my God, 12 questions.
12 questions about what our Survivor brethren are doing for Halloween.
And they're all multiple choice questions.
They are all multiple choice questions.
So this is kind of like Kurt Clark's Who Wants to Be a Halloween Millionaire?
Except you get no lifelines.
No lifelines. Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough.
And I tried. The hardest part here is coming up with the believable smokescreen answers to fool you.
Yes. Yes. And we'll see if I will be tricked or treated this year in Kurt's Halloween contest. And so, yeah. Kurt, now, if you remember last year, I believe the stakes of our game were that the loser had to have a tweet be written by the other one that will be sent out after this podcast.
That is correct.
Yes. Yes. And I've already been trying to think about what do I want to tweet from at Kurt Clark.
Well, what are the stakes? Like, what is winning? There are 12 questions. Are we going to go with, like, if you have to get at least 6 correct? You have to get a 50% grade?
I think that's considered
success?
I mean, I feel like they're multiple choice questions.
Yes.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
I feel like 6 out of 12 would be fair.
Okay.
If I can get half right, then I get to tweet anything I choose from at Kurt Clark.
I will go with that.
And we're going to say, like, within reason.
I trust you.
We're not saying, we're going to tweet, I'm not crazy, but, I'm going to start using the N-word more often. we're not going to do stuff like that.
No.
I'm already thinking of some things, like, within reason. Kurt is able to use the tabulator power of veto if I came up with anything that was too intolerant.
Yes.
Yes.
The same power of veto that we exercise quite often.
right. Because it needs to be believable enough that people think that Kurt actually tweeted this.
Right.
Like,
keep in mind, keep in mind, most of your audience is going to be people who only follow me because of Big Brother UK.
Yes. Fine. So, fine. But I don't want people to think like, oh yeah, Kurt, that was too crazy. Kurt's phone must have got hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I will be thinking about that. Do you have anything in mind that you want to tweet from the institution that is the Rob Sesternino Twitter account?
Well, this is a little, I don't want to, you know, bite the hand that feeds me here. So I have to kind of be.
Hey, those are the stakes. I've gotten into this myself.
I completely forgot about the stakes until you brought them up. It's like, oh yeah, last year there was the tweeting. So I have nothing off the top of my head. I'm wondering if there's anything, you know, that's completely self-promotional that I could do to benefit me in this situation.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's not a fun way to go.
Yeah.
like, hey, @Kurt Clark is awesome. You should follow him on Twitter. You could do that. I'm not going to stop you.
Right.
But that would be the least fun way to go.
I think we're both going to go for wry humor, I believe.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the Halloween costume contest. Kurt, can I start off by asking you what you are going to be for Halloween?
Sure. I don't have it as multiple choice. But there is a series of PlayStation games out there called Uncharted, and my Halloween costume is the main character from the Uncharted series, Nathan Drake.
Okay. And you feel like a lot of people are going to recognize the Uncharted?
No. It was just, I had the same issue a couple years back where I got a costume from a movie that somehow the movie then got delayed 4 months, and so I was dressed up as characters from a movie that nobody had seen, and that was that Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Okay,
that had Jeremy Renner in it.
Yes.
I was dressed as that about 4 or 5 months before the movie came out.
Okay, so you're gonna have like suspenders here. I googled what this guy looks like.
Yeah, I've got all the components. Where it's all set.
Yeah, if somebody is gonna do the Survivor Halloween costume this year, what's the top Survivor Halloween costume to go with?
I think just the old standby of Jeff Probst is pretty easy.
Jeff Probst, that's kind of easy.
You could do Rupert.
Yeah,
you have to get the facial hair and the tie dye.
Okay, all right. So, Kurt, let's fire up the quiz.
Okay. Let's start just so all of our minds are fresh. Let's actually start with somebody who should be very fresh in our minds, because you just spoke to her last week, Kelly Wentworth.
Oh, from this season.
Oh, yeah. We spared no expense in coming up with our the responses for this quiz.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Kelly Wentworth.
Yes.
And we're going to be spoiling up through episode 6 of Survivor. And we just saw her dad get voted out of Survivor tonight.
Yes. So that they are reunited. That's the first full couple that's reunited.
Yes. Okay. Reunited at Ponderosa.
And it feels so good. Okay. Kelly Wentworth.
By the way, Kelly Wentworth, a lot of people are saying she could be a Cinderella story this year for Miss Survivor.
Yeah, I think it's all going to come down to the campaign.
Yes, yes. We've never had a Miss Survivor voted out before the merge.
Kelly,
a lot of people were very impressed with the way that Miss Kelly Wentworth has conducted herself. She seems to be a woman determined to be a factor in Miss Survivor, Kurt. Of course, that's where you really get fired up coming in January.
Yeah, it makes it more fun when there's people who are really, really into it.
Yes, yes. That's, again, like anything, the more people are into it, the better it is.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay. So let's talk about Kelly Wentworth.
Okay. Is her costume, and you'll get four choices. In fact, you'll get four choices for each of these questions. Is her costume an 80s girl, a flapper, a Puritan, or a cave girl?
Okay. I'm going to get my notebook out.
Okay. And you can even draw a timeline for this one almost.
Yes.
An 80s girl, a flapper, a Puritan, or a cave girl.
Okay. Now, okay, just going talking through these. So it's A, 80s girl. Mm-hmm. B, flapper.
It's like a 1920s girl. Kind
yes, of. Yes. very timely with the finale of Boardwalk Empire. C was what? A Puritan?
Yeah.
That's odd. That's weird that you would throw that in there. And D is what?
A cave girl.
A cave girl. Okay. Because Puritan is weird. That's the one that just seems weird to me. Like, if she was an 80s girl, like come up with a flapper, come up with like a 60s hippie, a, you know, we're going to find like a girl from like the, you know, 1950s, like a sock hop girl, something like that. But Puritan is just so weird. Like, why would you come up with that as a fake thing?
Yeah, why would I come up with
that? Why would you come up with that? But it's such a lame costume also, a Puritan. And I can't imagine that Kelly would do that.
Is that her answer to the bathing suit part of the Miss Survivor competition? Wow. She's going to go opposite.
As a Puritan, boy. My head says Puritan. That seems weird. But my gut is saying flapper. And I'm going to trust my gut. And I'm going to go with the flapper.
Kelly Wentworth is going as an 80s girl.
80s girl. Oh, I was totally off. 80s girl. But Kurt, what the hell? What, Puritan?
Well, I heard 80s girl and I was going to go 20s girl. And I was like literally thinking like, what are the different historical eras and that you associate a very particular piece of garb with? And somehow that just popped into my head.
What would you even look like for a Puritan costume?
You'd have like think Thanksgiving, think the Mayflower and the black and the white and the pilgrims.
Yeah, that no girls want to be a Puritan for Halloween.
Well, apparently not.
Apparently not. 80s girl.
But you almost chose it because it stuck out as strange. Yeah,
so weird. All right. This could be a long night. This could be a long night. Kelly Wentworth, you could see her as an 80s girl.
Roller skates and all.
And Farm Guy 69 is like, I remember the 80s. That was right. I was I don't know. All right. I'm sure, I was at Studio 54 every night. It was fantastic. All right. Let's talk about question number two.
Okay. Question number two. We have a paired costume.
Paired costume.
Yes. But this is what this group, what these two almost win as. It was at the top of their list, but they decided against it.
But then they didn't?
Correct.
So we're talking about a hypothetical costume?
We're talking about the costume that got ruled out.
Okay, so what are they really?
That had yet to be decided, but this is what was, at the time this was put together, this is like, we almost win as this, but we decided against it.
Okay, all right. This is very tricky, because now we're into hypotheticals, Kurt.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
This is Reed and Josh from this season.
All right, Reed and Josh were almost...
Almost Hans and Franz from Saturday Night Live.
Okay, I like that.
James Dean and Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rob and Steve and the Survivor Know-It-Alls.
Stop. Okay. First off, that would be... I'm going to eliminate Rob and Steve of the Survivor Know-It-Alls. Now... Can you repeat that fourth choice again?
That was Rob and Steve. The third choice was Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure if you said Steve or Steven.
Oh, I said Rob and Steven. Survivor Know-It-Alls.
Okay. Because had you said Steve, I feel like that would be odd that they would, that you would say Steve.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to eliminate Rob and Steve. Hans and Franz and Sherlock Holmes and Watson, they seem like they make sense. But James Dean and Elvis Presley is an odd pair. Like, I'm not sure why those two would go together. And so if hypothetically they were Hans and Franz, I'm not sure how you would get to James Dean and Elvis Presley as a fake choice. Like that, I feel like if it would say, okay, if they were Hans and Franz, okay, it's good. They're Wayne and Garth. They're, Stefan and Seth Meyers, or, you know, we'd stay within Saturday Night Live. So my gut is going with, I'm going to go with James Dean and Elvis Presley as the almost hypothetical costume for Josh and Reed.
Okay. They told me that, believe it or not, they almost went as Rob and Steve.
Oh, come on. This was a... They could say they were going to go as anything. That could have just been blatant kneecap sucking, Kurt.
So you're calling them liars?
Saying that they might be just good Survivor players and be very flattering. Okay. Who was going to be who? Who is who?
Yo, that was not clarified.
Okay, we'll have to find out. All right. Well, that would have been a hit of any Halloween party.
Now you have a question for whenever that exit interview takes place.
Yes. Okay, Josh Arun. And so you got when you went from Rob and Steve. Let me work backwards from that and get to James Dean and Elvis Presley was a.
Like I said, sometimes it's tough to come up with the I fooled you, so don't question my logic.
All right. So that's good. Okay. All right. Okay. So, ironically, Stephen Fishback and I were going to be Josh and Reed.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yes. And I was actually going to be Reed. I was going to be Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Number three, this is not going well so far. If I'm eliminated after six questions, do we get to keep going?
Yeah, we're going to keep
side bet. I go double or nothing at that point.
No. I think it's like for everyone over the fail mark, that's an additional tweet.
No, let's wait till I lose, and then we'll talk about raising the stakes if I have a buyback. All right, okay. Number three,
one of my favorite survivors of all time, Francesca.
Yes, Franny.
Okay, Franny. Last year, I believe she went as the Black Widow.
Okay,
and she was the spider.
Yes, got it.
Yes, yeah. She is going for a punny costume again. Which of these punny costumes is Francesca's costume? A, the Jacques-O-Lantern.
Jacques-O-Lantern? What is that like?
So picture a pumpkin, but dressed in a beret and with mime makeup on.
Okay, that's a reach. Okay,
basically like a French jack-o'-lantern.
Got it.
Got it. B, pig in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket. So is she's literally like going to be like in a pig costume, like wearing a Snuggie?
Yes.
Okay.
C, a baseball bat.
Okay.
Baseball jersey, bat wings. Or D, someone you can count on, where her entire costume, her body is covered in numbers.
Someone you can count on. Okay. Boy. The jack-o'-lantern thing is such a reach. I feel like I'm gonna have, I have too much respect for Franny. What was she last year?
A Black Widow.
The Black Widow. Okay. Someone you can count on. That's interesting, but that could be a tabulator special because that could be your costume.
Noted. I literally like. I actually should try this for next year.
Yes, I'm going to rule out a pig in a blanket. I don't think that's right. Baseball bat is. I feel like that's kind of soft. The someone you can count on is interesting, but the Jacques-O-Lantern is such a. It's out there. I'm going to go with someone you can count on. I'll go D.
Franny is dressing up. As Jacques-O-Lantern.
Ah!
Do you still have respect for her now?
I don't know. That was one. I was really on the fence with that one.
This is the second one in a row where the one you discounted immediately was the correct answer.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, let me see if I can fine tune. I'm still trying to get my bearings on this one. Okay. Go number four. Give me number four.
Okay. Number four. It's another pairing costume. One of my favorites, Denise Stapley and her daughter.
Yes.
They are going as a paired costume. What are they going as? A, two evil ventriloquist dummies.
Okay.
B, a security guard and Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
C, Darth Vader and a young female Jedi. Or D, Doctor Who and a vaguely British companion.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna eliminate here Darth Vader and a young Jedi female, because you would just have Princess Leia. That, I mean, you wouldn't have a young Jedi unnamed Star Wars character.
Okay.
I would eliminate that. Doctor Who and a vaguely British. That sounds like a Kurt Clark special. I'm going to take that one out. So I'm between the two evil ventriloquists, right? Or ventriloquist dummy? Mm-hmm. Was it a ventriloquist and its dummy, or two dummies?
Two dummies.
Two dummies. That seems redundant. Give me the security guard and Hannibal Lecter. I feel good about this.
Denise and her daughter are going as a security guard in Hannibal Lecter.
Yes. Well,
yes.
Okay. I know also this is, I was thinking fourth dimensionally here. I know that Denise's daughter, I believe, has recently broken her nose.
Yes.
And that would make sense that she could be the Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yes.
And then, so that one, I really came through on that one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Did well not done. Fool me with the Doctor Who and a vaguely British person. Kurt.
I've only actually seen one season of it. I'm not a Who-ist.
Yes. That's Kurt Clark humor, not Denise Stapley humor.
I almost said Yoda and a young female Jedi, but anyway. Okay. So you feeling good? Is this the comeback?
This could be. This could be like when, where Coyopa thought they were good when, Drew threw the challenge and they're like,
who's
back.
Big Rob now?
Yeah. Who's Big Rob now, Kurt? All right. Question number five.
Okay, let's bring up Sophie G. Clark to the bat.
Okay, good. Okay. Good.
Sophie is dressing as a word for Halloween.
Yes.
Okay. What word is Sophie going as? A, literally. B, selfie. C, moist. Or D, hashtag.
Hashtag. That seems like that would be a callback to the conversation which spilled over from last week's Rob as a podcast when she fought with Eliza. I don't think she's going to be a hashtag. Literally, selfie and moist. I think the one that I would be drawn to of these three is literally. I feel like I know Stephen Fishback often engages in feuds with Spencer on Twitter about that. I could see it maybe being a talking point at Wine and Cheese Survivor viewing parties of people that misuse the word. I could see that sort of really bothering those guys. I feel like it would give Sophie a chance to talk about that. I'm going with literally.
Okay. Sophie is going as, and I have confirmation on this from Alex Forstenhausler, moist.
How's she going to do that?
I guess she's going to just be damp everywhere, Rob.
Ew.
We're going to have to, we had a picture of her last year as I think they were the, her and her friends were the id, ego, and super ego.
Yes.
If you remember correctly.
Yes.
So we will have to petition Sophie for a picture of her moist costume.
Yes. Kurt, will we be able to get pictures of these costumes as they come in and post them in the comments of this page?
I am going to petition people to get pictures.
Yes. Okay. And if anybody did anything Survivor related for their Halloween, let's see those pictures in the comments of this post also.
Yeah, because I mean, to be fair, this quiz is completely based on what people are telling me.
Yeah.
And well, yes, the Reed and Josh one, you know, maybe we'll let you get five right to win. Or if you get six, you get a majority, and that's fair. But this is what people are telling me. So, you know,
picture's worth
a thousand words.
Why did you have to cross-check with Alex Forstenhausler on Sophie's costume? Like, why is he the authority on what Sophie's going to be for Halloween?
He helped me actually come up with some, I think during last year's Christmas quiz and the Halloween quiz, he helped me come up with some fake out question responses.
Okay, good.
And so
he's a very talented guy, Alex Forstenhausler.
Yes.
Happy to have him as a resource.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I need to factor in that he is coming up with things also.
Yeah.
I thought that I was that's probably where my frequencies are off, that I'm trying to unscramble just the Kurt Clark code. I didn't know I need to also add in the Forstenhausler frequencies.
He actually didn't help out with the quiz this year. I chatted with him after it was all done. So that's not an excuse you can hide behind.
You know, Sophie, not for anything. It's October 31st. It's going to be like 40 degrees out. Is being moist such a good idea?
She's going to catch a cold. And she's a doctor. She should know this.
I don't know what she's thinking.
Dr. Clark.
Okay.
Okay. So 4-1.
Depending which way you look at the glass of water. Yeah.
Okay, 1-4.
Yes, I'm on a New York Jets-esque 1-4.
Okay.
I am the Geno Smith of Halloween quizzes.
Okay. Now, maybe you can bring this one up this week. The next people we're going to be talking about are Otis and Vetus.
Okay, they're doing something together.
They are actually dressing River and Asa, their kids, as something.
Okay.
Okay. So how are they taking their kids trick-or-treating?
Yes.
And I apologize if I pronounced Asa wrong. Are their kids, these cousins, the Biskauskas cousins, Batman and Robin?
Okay.
An angel and a devil? Disco babies? Or are they being dressed up as Otis and Vetus on Survivor?
That's a good question. I would say that I'm going to rule out they are not going to be Otis and Vetus on Survivor. Okay. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that they're that into the Survivor that they're going to be dressing their babies like that. Let's see. We have Batman and Robin. What was the second one?
Angel and Devil.
Angel and Devil. Well, I don't think that Otis and Vetus are that. What's the right word that I'm looking for?
They're more secular.
Yes, they're more secular, I think, than to go with such a thing. Batman and Robin, I don't think they're comic book guys. I think that the disco baby is the thing that appeals to me of these choices. I'm going to go with C, disco babies. That seems like that's an odd thing that you would throw out there.
They are dressing them as Otis and Vetus from Survivor.
Really? What is that? It's not like they had like costume.
Otis confirmed this to me on Twitter. Vetus confirmed it on Facebook. It sounded like, if I'm remembering correctly, that they were going to give them fake little beards and the buffs. And yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Dominic will not be Rob from any season of Survivor. And he will not be Boston Rob. That'd be funnier if it was Boston Rob. Okay. 1-5, Kurt. And I have to get everyone right. Right? No, I can get one more wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're okay there?
I'm doing okay.
I feel bad now. Okay. Kind of.
Yes. Hold on. I need to get pumped up. I need to get pumped up here.
Little music for you?
All right. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You get lots of quizzes. You've been on BuzzFeed. You took lots of quizzes today. You took are you more New York or LA? You aced that quiz. You got this. Okay. All right. All right, Kurt.
Are you taking lessons from Bella for that one?
Yes. Yes. You got this. You can do it. All right.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Corinne.
Corinne. Okay.
Yes. Recently she had some pictures of her costume going around on Facebook last weekend. But prior to that, she confirmed for me that she and some friends also have a group costume that is themed after which of the following movies? You ready?
Ready.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, A League of Their Own, or The Breakfast Club?
Okay. I know that Corinne recently attended a Halloween party, mm-hmm. and she was I believe she was Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman?
That's what the costume was.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So I know that Corinne takes the Halloween very seriously, and she likes to be scantily clad on Halloween. Okay. She wants a revealing Halloween costume.
I believe she was Cher last year.
She was Cher from the If I Could Turn Back Time video. Yes.
Yes.
So I would say...
But this is a group costume.
Okay, but you know what? That Corinne, I don't see her wearing a Ghostbusters uniform and putting on it. Like, I would think that Corinne's friends are like Corinne. They want to look attractive. The Breakfast Club, I mean, I don't see it. You know, I would imagine that she's going to be with female friends doing this. I guess I'm torn between Willy Wonka and A League of Their Own. I feel like A League of Their Own, they could get sort of like costumes that have like short skirts. I feel like that's the most conducive to a sexy Halloween costume. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with League of Their Own.
Corinne and friends are dressing in the style of A League of Their Own.
Yes. Okay.
The music worked.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Maybe every time I get one right, I need to... Yes, don't forget Utopia Halloween Night on Fox returns. Yes, with a twist that will rock the Utopians.
There's like so many people like wondering what the hell is going on with that music right now, Rob.
That's my correct. That's how I make a I made a brand new start, Kurt. That's what I did right in front of your very eyes.
Yes.
All right. So now my record improves to 2-5. Thank you, Corinne. Thank you, Denise Stapley. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Number 8. See, it's where my knowledge of the the players is coming into hand. I'm thinking like Corinne. I'm saying, okay, what could I be in a costume that I could post pictures on Facebook and say, oh my God, I can't believe she wore that.
Okay.
Okay.
Five more to go.
Five more.
Let's take a look at a couple we haven't heard from in a while, but I think I would consider them a recent rap favorites. The Codys. Yes. Candace and Dr. John.
Oh, they're not pranking us, right?
I don't believe they're pranking us. Okay. Although this came in, I was only at 11 questions until about 4 p.m. today, and then I heard back from Candace. So what are they going as?
Okay.
A. Captain America and Black Widow from the Avengers.
Okay.
B, a leopard and a big game hunter.
Okay.
C, Corbin Dallas and Leeloo, Bruce Willis and Mila Jovovich, from The Fifth Element.
Okay.
Or D, a magician and a magician's assistant.
Boy, we are all over the map here.
We are all over the map on this one.
All right. So let me think this through. Okay. So who and who from the Avengers?
Captain America and Black Widow.
Okay. All right. And then a leopard and a hunter?
Yep.
That's not very PC. Fifth Element people.
Yep.
And what's D?
Magician and magician's assistant.
That's weird. That's like you have two movie ones and then two like that are like totally random.
Yep. Okay. It was almost as if that was done on purpose.
Here's what I'm thinking, though.
Again, talk me through it.
Okay, here's what I think that this... I'm leaning towards one of these choices because I feel like it's a fake choice that maybe you might not have gone with because it's similar to a costume that was already mentioned in that from the Avengers, Captain America and Black Widow. We already talked about how Francesca was Black Widow last year, a Black Widow. And I feel like maybe we wouldn't want to repeat that. But if it was actually what it was, we couldn't change that.
Gotcha.
I feel like John Cody would be a fantastic Captain America. I think he's straight out of central casting for Captain America. We need a woman with that. Let's throw in the Black Widow. I'm talking myself into it. They are the Avengers.
They are a leopard and a big game hunter.
What?
Your logic for why you thought of Dr. John as Captain America was exactly what led it to being the fake choice.
Oh, boy. All right. 2-6.
2-6.
Yes. Better record than the New York Jets.
Okay. You got that going for you.
All right.
Okay.
Number 9.
Shake it off. You know, you didn't play the music last time.
Okay. Well, okay. Hold on. Let me get my... All right. All right, Kurt.
Let us now turn to a rap favorite, Spencer Bledsoe.
Okay.
Now, he, unfortunately, this is something that's already happened in the past. This is his most recent Halloween costume that you're going to be guessing.
Okay.
He's not able to partake of the Halloween festivities this year.
Halloween 2013.
There we go.
Okay.
What was his most recent Halloween costume? Was he a ninja?
Okay.
Was he a mad scientist?
Ninja stealth mode.
Ninja cowboy. Ninja beast mode.
No. Wait, are these all the AJ Mass archetypes?
Was he a cheerleader? Or was he a marriage of convenience?
Okay.
So yes, Rob.
Okay. What was it? A ninja?
A ninja?
Yeah.
A mad scientist? A cheerleader? Or a marriage of convenience?
Okay. A ninja, mad scientist, a cheerleader, or marriage of convenience.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I believe he actually is Captain Loophole. That would be a great Halloween costume.
Yes.
Okay. What can I see Spencer as? I feel like I could see him as a mad scientist. I don't think he's a marriage of convenience. I don't even know what that would look like. Yeah. Is it possible like I'm in the cheerleader uniform? I guess so. Ninja just seems kind of on the nose or like kind of boring. I would say mad scientist.
Spencer's most recent costume was ninja. Too late. Got nothing in my brain. And I believe when he told me that, he said, or feel free to make something up because that's a very boring costume.
It's very boring. Not good.
We called that though.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Kurt.
This last year, 2013 was a better year for you, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Okay.
All right, what do we do now, Kurt? I've now lost the game.
I've taken your hammock.
Yes.
I've taken your extra flint.
Yes.
If you can get these next three right, if you can get two of these next three right, I will let you tweet for me.
If I get these next three right.
Two of the next three,
right. Okay, so yeah. There's only three left.
Yes.
So you're saying that I'm... And what happens if I lose, if I don't get two of the next three right?
Well, yeah, I'll get to... I get my original tweeting for you. I'm not going to do double or nothing for that one. Okay. I mean, I'll just... I'm being lenient here.
All
Mercy
right.
rule.
All right. Okay, ready? Kurt. All right, yes. Hold on. Let me just... Make a brand new star. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay. Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch. Okay.
Yes. He did not go trick-or-treating, but this year for Halloween, they are handing out...
I should hope Richard Hatch didn't go trick-or-treating. I mean, I don't think you need to see a Richard Hatch knocking at your door. Trick or treat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he didn't go. He isn't dressing. He's not going to any parties where he's dressing up or something. I'm sorry.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to put some clothes on.
I think the no trick or treating thing could probably be said for a majority of these questions. Right.
Yes,
I apologize.
All right.
I retracted.
All right. Richard Hatch is a Halloween costume. Yes.
At home, they're staying at home. They're handing out little bouquets of candy wrapped up. But attached to that candy bouquet is a note.
Okay.
What does this note say? Are you ready?
Ready.
Here are your four options. A, seek truth, question everything.
Okay.
B, make the world a better place. C, be the silver lining in all you do. Or D, the flame burns the candle feeds the flame.
Okay. Feel good about this.
Okay. Good.
Because I feel like...
Get your mojo back.
Yeah, I feel good. And I believe that the correct answer is A, seek truth, question everything.
You are correct.
Seek truth and question everything. Yeah. Hey, Mom, what does this mean on my milk duds? What does this mean? Seek truth.
I was hoping you picked the last one because it was a Hall & Oates lyric. But.
No. I've heard Richard Hatch say that before. It's like his catchphrase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That would be like if I put a note on my candy that said, let's make a brand new start.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt.
I have a feeling that I might be...
You may have overplayed your hand here.
Yeah.
You had me on the ropes.
Yes, I did.
And now okay. I just have to get one of the next two right.
Correct.
And I will be writing my tweet.
Yeah.
What do you think of... one of the ones I was thinking about is... I don't care what anybody says. Frankie J. Grande should have won Big Brother.
And do I have to use his Twitter handle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Considering that, like, I tweeted out the picture of him crying during the closing credits.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would go over so well.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to keep thinking. Okay. Okay.
You keep thinking. Okay. You're writing that check early.
Yeah.
Or cashing it.
Yeah, I am.
Whatever the metaphor is.
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? Second to last, let's look at our current reigning Miss Survivor, Andrea Belke.
Okay.
Miss Survivor.
Okay.
Went as which classic costume? A, is she a cowgirl? B, a nurse? C, a cop, or D, a fairy princess riding a unicorn?
What, did Spencer help her pick out these costumes? Now, was she a cop or a construction worker?
You know what? That's a good question. That's a very good question. You know, construction worker.
Look, just because I'm dressed like a cop doesn't mean I'm a cop. I could be a construction worker.
I hope that the 12th one is what's Tony's costume. Is it Tony?
It's not Tony. I'm sorry.
Wait, did you reach out to Tony?
I did not reach out to Tony. No, I did not. I don't have any connective tissue with Tony.
Okay. All right. I'm dying to know what Tony's going to be for Halloween. Look, I'm a spy shack. You can't see me. Okay. What was Andrea for Halloween?
Miss Survivor.
Now, do we have any? Is it like a naughty nurse, a sexy cop?
All I'm saying is cowgirl, nurse, cop, and fairy princess riding a unicorn. There are no modifiers to any of those words except that the type of princess is fairy.
Okay, fairy princess riding a unicorn.
Yes.
There's two ways. The Kurt Clark mind works. It's either fairy princess riding a unicorn, and you're throwing me off with very mundane options,
mm-hmm.
or um, maybe that's the bait, Fairy Princess Riding the Unicorn, because it's so weird. Either way, that's definitely where my attention is, but I feel like that's decoy. I feel like that's you're throwing me off there with her riding. Oh, how's she gonna ride a unicorn? Although, do we know where she is? She rides horses. Maybe she, could she put a thing on the horse's head? Hmm. That could be a connection there.
Hmm.
Cowgirl. The cowgirl would ride horses, though. She might have that.
Cop could ride a horse.
Cop could ride a horse. Nurse could not ride a horse.
Dr. Quinn.
I guess so. A medicine woman could ride a horse. I'm going to go with the other three. I'd just be taking a shot in the dark. I'll say, give me the Fairy Princess Riding the Unicorn.
Miss Survivor is going as a fairy princess riding a unicorn.
Yes. All right.
Okay, congratulations, Rob Sesternino. You get to write my tweet.
All right, well, hold on. Well, let's play this out here, because you said that would bring me up to 4 right and 7 wrong. And you did say earlier on that maybe you should only count 5. I only have to get 5 right, because the Reed and Josh thing, they were never really going to go to a party and be Rob and Steven.
I think they sounded sincere.
Yes. Hmm. They're sincere guys, but I don't know.
So are you trying to talk yourself into giving up the win you have already confirmed?
Well, I'd say I'd like to see if I could get the one more right and really earn it.
Okay. But if you fail to earn it, you still won.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll let the audience decide. Okay. Give me number 12.
Well, where else can we go but Mr. Survivor himself?
Malcolm. Okay. He's twisted. Okay.
Which of these characters is he going as? Is he going as Brainy Smurf from the Smurfs?
Brainy Smurf.
Is he going as Funshine Bear from the Care Bears? Is he going as the Purple Pie Man from Strawberry Shortcake? Or is he going as Baby Animal from Muppet Babies?
Boy, is he going to blue himself? As a Smurf?
It's a family show.
I mean, I can't... I hazard to imagine if Mr. Survivor is going to blue himself. Right? And of any of the Smurfs...
I think if you dressed as any Smurf, you would have to blue yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, you know, he's not like a... I feel like you kind of ideally want to be like a rather smooth guy to be. And I feel like from his Survivor playing days, I feel like that there's like some chest hair there. Ideally, the ideal candidate to blue yourself is somebody who's a little more aerodynamic.
You're saying Jay Byers should be a Smurf.
Jay Byers would be a great Smurf. And of all the Smurfs, Brainy Smurf was gonna wear the glasses, like he's gonna be a nerd Smurf and carry around a book. So I don't think so. I think that Malcolm, Mr. Survivor, he's not gonna be a Purple Pie Man. He's not old enough for that. You know, maybe from Kurt Clark's childhood. But Malcolm is what? 20? He's in his 20s. He's not, isn't about a Purple Pie Man. Care Bears, I'm not sure. You know, he's not a brony. I know that. Baby Animal, I could see Malcolm banging on the drums. I could see him liking Muppets. I think that's where Mr. Survivor is going.
Mr. Survivor is dressing as Funshine Bear from the Care Bears.
What? That's so random.
And it is going to be a homemade costume. So hopefully we can check the Instagram feed and maybe see Funshine Bear wearing the Mr. Survivor belt.
All right. That's what people say. All right, Kurt. Well, go on too many dates. So, all right. So this is a sticky situation, some would say.
Yeah, some one person in particular would say that.
You would think so.
Is there something about me that just entices you to play random music?
Yes. Yes.
Like you do this nowhere else and with nobody else.
I do it in the voicemails. For the voicemails. Yeah. All right.
8-4.
Yes.
How are you feeling about that?
Not great. Not great, I have to say. So, boy. So what's the verdict here, Kurt?
You know what? I said that I would give it to you if you got two of the last three right, and you did. So I am a tabulator of my word.
Okay.
So I get to thinking.
Yes. All right.
Get to step in and get to thinking.
All right. So it's going to be a brand new day is what you're saying.
I think it's going to be a brand new day. Sure?
Brand new start for Kurt's social media. I feel like, should I wait until this podcast goes up? Because I don't want to spoil it. Like, if somebody like sees this tweet on Thursday that you like, if somebody goes on Twitter and is like, you know, let me come up with something. Give me a generic tweet that I would send.
Just a generic regular one?
Yeah. Okay. So you people go on your Twitter and they see a tweet on Thursday that says, seek lies, question nothing. Right. And people say, oh, but that's out of character for Kurt. And then they start listening to this podcast like, oh, I bet Kurt lost on the bet.
I actually think the overlap between people who follow me on Twitter and people listening to this podcast is smaller than we think. I don't think many people follow at Kurt Clark on Twitter.
Okay. All right. So you're saying I can, we can do this whenever.
Yeah. Give it some thought. Like, okay. maybe even like it could be like a stealth one around Thanksgiving. This is good through the end of the year.
Okay. Through the end of the year. So I can save this. I have like a tweet pass.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that I should wait until the people start listening to the show.
You're welcome to if you'd like.
Yeah, but I feel like then it's going to be, then people will know that what it is. Like, it's
by
almost.
By me keeping it open through the end of the year, it's incumbent upon you to decide when you want to do it.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me think about it overnight. I'll come up with something on Thursday.
Okay.
And then people can go and check out at Kurt Clark on Twitter and see what, see if
how
they
exciting.
Can guess.
There's
what,
the fake tweet.
See if they can guess. They can go ahead and favorite Kurt's tweet if they think it's the favorite the tweet on Kurt's timeline that you think was my fake tweet.
How about this? On Friday, I will only tweet four times. One of those tweets will be the fake tweet and favorite the one you think is fake.
All right, that's fine. And then tune into my Utopia podcast with Kurt and we'll tell you which one was the real fake tweet.
It all comes together.
There you go.
This is my Utopia.
All right, Kurt, when will we get together to talk about Utopia?
I think we talked about sometime on Saturday.
Sometime
my
on
Saturday's pretty open, so.
All right. Well, Kurt, let me go ahead and thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob as a Podcast. In addition to Kurt Clark, who works so hard on this, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob as a Podcast. And those are our friends over at Prosper.com, which is your number one source to get a peer-to-peer loan. Now, Kurt, I always like to talk about when we talk about Prosper, we need to come up with a reason why I need to be borrowing a sum of money. And the people at Prosper could make this happen because sometimes you need cash in a pinch. You find a peer-to-peer lender like Prosper, and they're going to help you out of what could be, Kurt, potentially a very sticky situation. All right, here's what I want to do.
Yes.
All right, I want to come up with a management firm for survivors, and I want to sort of I guess this is probably like Rob is a PR firm. I want to work with the survivors, come up with good ideas for costumes for them.
Yeah, no more ninjas for Spencer.
No more of these lame ideas. And then people will pay me to sort of like, and I'll also manage like the singing careers of survivors. Hey, it's your birthday.
What's okay. That all about? Okay.
Yes. And I'm also going to get as a partner entrepreneur Kristen to work good. With me also.
From Utopia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Entrepreneur Kristen, she'll help me, and we're gonna consult with the survivors. So when somebody is like, yeah, so I'm thinking about this year. I know I'm a survivor. A lot of people are following me on social media. Like a lot of eyeballs on me. I want people to. I'm gonna be moist for Halloween, and I'm gonna say, are you out of your freaking mind? Do you want to catch a cold? Do you know how gross that is? That sound moist. Stop it. Stop it. You're not going to be moist for Halloween. You're going to be something good.
Hashtag
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is hot right now. You're going to be Wonder Woman. That what do you think of this? This would work, right? This would be a good business. People would get a bump on RHAP bump on social media. And I think that this could be a very profitable venture for me. But imagine I go into a bank and try to ask for that. Like, oh, I want to come up with ideas for costumes. The bank would say, get out of here, buddy. That's right. So why don't you come up with a better way to borrow money? That's at Prosper.com. It's turning the lending industry on its head because Prosper's innovative online marketplace connects people who need money with those who have money to invest. So everybody prospers. Borrow up to $35,000 at low fixed rate without setting foot in a bank. And don't get ripped off like Jeff Probst did trading the rice for some blankets.
Yeah, I mean, and make sure that you seek truth and question everything in your lending choices. And I think you'll find that bizxprosper.com is the place to go.
Yeah, Prosper's investors get solid returns, monthly cash flow, and a diversified portfolio that's empowering others. So check your rate instantly without affecting your good credit. Go to prosper.com/RHAP. For a limited time, listeners to the show get a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan, up to $35,000 in your account in 3 days, and a $50 gift card. Go to prosper.com/RHAP. That's prosper.com/RHAP. Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, N.A. pursuant to license from Visa USA Incorporated. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender. Also, we will also work with survivors on their kids' costumes.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just nice and seasonal. We can work on Valentine's Day gifts.
Sure.
We can work on, you know, your Christmas shopping list.
Right. Because you went on reality TV and now you have some attention. People are watching on social media. They want to see what you're doing. And then if you do something that is less than exciting, then people say, well, why am I following this person? I might as well unfollow them now.
Exactly.
I might as well. I'm out. You know what? Yes. Moist. I'm done. I'm done here. Nothing left to see. That's a business, Kurt.
Yeah, I got nothing for you.
All right. Well, Kurt, I wish you nothing but the happiest of Halloweens. What's your favorite candy for Halloween?
You know, I'm partial to Twix.
Twix?
Yeah.
You like
I keep
left,
them both for myself.
Left Twix or right Twix?
I go for the left one and then I save the right ones. Basically for the next summer, I put them in the freezer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a crazy Twix guy. It's okay.
You shut your mouth.
It's okay. It's okay. I like a lot of like dark chocolate. Like I don't really get into like stuff with peanut butter I'm into, but you know, just the, like anything like the, you know, caramel. I'm not a crazy caramel guy or anything like that. All right. So, Kurt, thank you so much. We will be talking about all sorts of candy and everything else when Utopia comes back on Friday night. Check robinswebsite.com this weekend to hear that podcast. And, of course, check back to Kurt Clark's Twitter handle to see which is the fake tweet.
Yes.
All right. Kurt, thank you so much. And, Kurt, what are you working on all of the different podcasts?
Right now, Amy and I are covering, we just finished covering week 7 of Big Brother Australia, where they just threw 4 more people into the house. So we're back up to 13 people less than a month to go. I'm covering Once Upon a Time, on Pusha Recaps with the great Mike Bloom.
Yes. Give it up for Mike Bloom.
Give it up for him. And then as mentioned before, the always wonderful Utopia podcast, which is just a hell of a lot of fun to do. I'm sorry.
Yes, everybody loves it. One of the most popular shows on Rob as a podcast. Okay. All right. So, Kurt, thank you so much. And everybody, would love to hear what you guys think in the comments. Kurt, you did a great job with the quiz. I'm teasing, but I really appreciate the effort. And will you be back for Kurt's holiday quiz?
I'm already thinking ahead to it.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Kurt, thank you so much. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show. Love to hear what you guys have to say in the comments. We'll talk to you again soon.